This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Former Willits Police Department officer Natalie Higley recently settled a lawsuit against her former employer, alleging harassment and hostility from her superior, Lieutenant Derek Hendry. In June of 2023, Natalie Higley filed a civil lawsuit against the city, claiming sexual harassment and hostility from Derek Hendry, a controversial figure in Mendocino County law enforcement. The City Council recently approved a settlement agreement with Higley, awarding her $2.25 million to resolve the case. This settlement effectively concludes Higley's legal battle with the city. Higley's case is not the first involving allegations against Lieutenant Hendry. Previously, the city settled a lawsuit with former Police Chief Alexis Blaylock, who also reported a hostile work environment with actions including Derek Hendry. Hendry's actions have cost the city a total of $2.5 million in settlements between these two cases. According to court documents, Higley's career with the Willits Police Department began when she was recruited by then-Lieutenant Hendry, enrolling in a regional police academy in July 2020. Her stint at the agency would be over by the following October after she reported Hendry's alleged harassment to Chief Fabian Lizarraga. Derek Hendry's tenure in law enforcement has been marked by controversy. He was fired from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office before advancing to the rank of lieutenant at the Willits Police Department. Hendry was terminated from his position in April 2022 amidst growing scrutiny of his conduct. Lorna Allen, another woman, came forward alleging physical violence and abuse of authority by Hendry. The allegations against Hendry highlight a pattern of behavior that has shaken the Willits Police Department and the community. Alexis Blaylock, a former Willits police chief, described encountering resistance and gender-based discrimination during her brief tenure as chief. Blaylock's experiences shed light on the challenges often faced by women in leadership roles within law enforcement. Despite these challenges, there's hope for a change within the Willits Police Department. City Council member Greta Kane expressed optimism about the department's future, emphasizing the dedication of its officers and the ongoing commitment to community policing. She said, "It's been a rough few years for the department, but we're fortunate to have a core of dedicated officers and dispatchers who care deeply about our community and are committed to helping Willits Police Department be the best that it can be." Let's now turn to the Mendocino County coast, where authorities are investigating a grim discovery. On April 26th, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to the report of a body spotted in the ocean near Fort Bragg, California. At around 2:54 p.m., deputies confirmed the sighting of a deceased human body floating offshore. The response was swift as local first responders, including the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and California State Parks, joined efforts to recover the body. Rescue swimmers from the California State Parks braved the choppy waters to assist with moving the body to a waiting boat from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. The challenging shoreline conditions necessitated a coordinated effort to safely retrieve the remains. Authorities made the decision to recover the decedent with the boat and transport the remains to Noyo Harbor due to the steep rocky shoreline and the choppy sea conditions. Once back at Noyo Harbor, authorities initiated a coroner's investigation. However, identifying the deceased person has proven difficult. Initial observations suggest the body is that of an adult female based on clothing, but no further identifying information has been uncovered. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is actively investigating this case and seeking information from the public. If you have any details related to this case, please contact the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center at 707-463-4086 or provide information anonymously at 707-234-2100. Let's turn to a contentious development project along Highway 101 in Redwood Valley, where a newly released traffic impact study is sparking heated debate. A gas station developer's updated traffic study reveals that peak traffic estimates for a proposed gasoline station and a convenience store are much lower than originally thought. The project, which includes a 10-pump station, is facing scrutiny from Caltrans over the need for a right-turn lane off the freeway. The gas station project has faced significant opposition from Redwood Valley residents, concerned about increased noise and disruption to their rural life. Christine Boyd from the Redwood Valley Municipal Advisory Council highlights concerns about this mismatch between the project's urban-style design and the rural environment. She said, quote, "This is an urban-style project that doesn't fit in our country setting," unquote. In response to potential permit denial, the developers hinted at selling the site to a local tribe, bypassing community input and tax contributions. This move has further fueled opposition amongst residents. As tensions mount ahead of the May 7th Board of Supervisors hearing, the future of this project remains uncertain. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.